Welcome to today's edition of Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Judy Van Hulzen, a nurse with the Marion County Public Health Department. She is discussing the peak period of the flu season, which we are now entering, and how the state and the local health departments are monitoring schools and long-term care facilities for outbreaks which could put their populations at risk.
If there are 10% absences, what does that indicate? Just an outbreak or a whole?
That just means that there's a lot of kids in that particular building that are having some sort of illness. And so schools are required to report that to the Iowa Department of Public Health. There's a website that they utilize to report that. And then the Iowa Department of Public Health notifies us at the local public health, so we can kind of be aware and see how things are going. The same kind of works for long-term care. Thank goodness we have had no outbreaks in long-term care this year with influenza, but we have in the past, and it can easily happen because, as you know, influenza is an upper respiratory illness that can lead to pneumonia and death in the very young and the very old. So we get particularly worried if there's an outbreak in a long-term care facility.
And similarly in a school, I would think, because you'd have younger children to deal with there, right?
Exactly. Both the very young and the very old is what we're kind of looking at, you know. The flu shot, it was pretty effective this year. It was about 60%. But even if you get the flu after you've had the flu shot, more than likely the duration of the illness is going to be a lot less, and the severity is going to be a lot less. And like I said before, influenza is not a stomach bug, a 48-hour thing. It's an upper respiratory illness that lasts usually about 7 days. And once you're exposed, it takes about 48 hours to get into your system, so you show signs and symptoms, but you can still pass that virus on to somebody else and give them influenza, which can cause great harm. So when you're getting the flu shot or the influenza shot, you're really doing it to protect those loved ones around you that it could be deadly for.
And I'm guessing that's part of your concern with the two incidents that you had in the county this year with schools, because you have a lot of people around and it can be passed on easily.
Those kiddos tend to pass everything along, as we well know. So make sure that you stay home when you're sick, wash your hands very thoroughly, cough into your sleeve, don't be coughing out into the air, and again, stay home when you're sick and keep your kids home when they're sick so they don't pass along, because it is so catchy.
And of course, we've had about two dozen fatalities across the state. None of those have occurred in Marion County, have they?
Right. We have cumulative across the state, we've had 20 as of last week. And one of those was a child. That's just, you know, that's the way it goes. This is the peak time. February started in February peaking, and it's going to peak out in April.
This is, we're finally starting to see warmer weather. And could that be problematic? Because suddenly people are wearing a lot less clothing. It feels a lot warmer than it may actually be. Could that be problematic in helping to develop or spread the flu?
Not so much. As long as, you know, when you're sick, you stay home. I mean, cold, you've got to be in contact with that virus to get it. So it's got to be coughed out in the air, and then you breathe it in, or you touch something that has that virus on it, and you somehow get it near your mouth. But more than likely, you're going to breathe it in. Get your flu shot every year. The side effects are minimal. Some people say that they got the flu from the flu shot. Not possible. You might get side effects that might last a day or so, but you didn't get the flu, and it can prevent someone from dying.
Thanks to Judy Van Hulzen from the Marion County Public Health Department for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.